Then the prophets, Haggai the prophet, and Zechariah the son of Iddo, prophesied unto the Jews that were in Yehuda and Jerusalem in the name of the Elohim of Israel, even unto them. And then rose up Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Yeshua the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of Elohim, which is at Jerusalem. And with them were the prophets of Elohim helping them. At the same time came to them Tattenai the governor on this side of the river, and Shethar-Boznai and their companions, and said thus unto them, Who hath commanded you to build this house, and to make up this wall? And then we said unto them after this manner, What are the names of the men that make this building? But the eye of their Elohim was upon the elders of the Jews, that they could not cause them to cease, till the matter came to Darius. And then they returned answer by letter concerning this matter. The copy of the letter that Tattenai, the governor on this side of the river, and Shethar-Boznai and his companions, the officials, which were on this side of the river, sent unto Darius the king, they sent a letter unto him, wherein was written thus, Unto Darius the king, all peace. Be it known unto the king that we went into the province of Yehudia, to the house of the great Elohim, which is builded with great stones and timber laid in the walls. And this work goes on fast and prospers in their hands. And then we asked those elders and said to them thus, Who commanded you to build this house and to make up these walls? And we asked their names also to certify you, that we might write the names of the men that were the chief of them. And thus they returned us this answer, saying, We are the servants of the Elohim of heaven and earth, and build the house that was builded these many years ago, which a great king of Israel builded and set up. But after that our fathers had provoked the Elohim of heaven unto wrath, and he gave them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, the Chaldean, who destroyed this house and carried the people away into Babylon. But in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Babylon, the same king Cyrus made a decree to build this house of Elohim. And the vessels also of gold and silver of the house of Elohim, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple that was in Jerusalem, and brought them into the temple of Babylon. Those did Cyrus the king take out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered unto one, whose name was Sheshbashar, whom he had made governor, and said unto him, Take these vessels, go, and carry them into the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of Elohim be builded in his place. And then came the same Sheshbashar and laid the foundation of the house of Elohim, which is in Jerusalem. And since that time, even until now, hath it been in building, and yet it is not finished. Now therefore, if it seem pleasing to the king, let there be search made in the king's treasure house, which is there at Babylon, whether it be so, that a decree was made of Cyrus the king to build this house of Elohim at Jerusalem. And let the king send his pleasure to us concerning this matter.